gonna be a vision?
Nuh-uh. The next one go.
He let you in?
Yeah. Everybody,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I forgot. No, you know why? I was sitting here talking and I forgot to hang up the phone. I was on the phone with you. I was like, dude, anybody hear me?
Yeah, I'm in. G-Man in. All
right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I want to welcome you to another episode from Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
I'm Ro.
All right, fellas. Thought we had technical difficulties, but we're good. So how was everybody's week?
Mine's pretty good, I must say. Matter of fact, I was running behind on this because as you and I was talking on the phone, I literally had a text from one of my clients and I was trying to pull up some wheels to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost missed this until you said something and I heard the thing calling my iPad.
Okay. Well, G-Man, how was your week?
Hey, man, I can't complain. Took a trip down to ATL yesterday, so
okay.
That was a fun part of it, but I can't complain.
Okay.
How was yours?
Pretty good. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I mean, basically, like, ending the week, it was my granddaughter's birthday, and she turned one today, so happy about that.
As you should be. As
yep,
you
that's
should.
A great accomplishment.
So I was able to, you know, spend time. Well, got to see her, and then saw my son and his girlfriend. So we didn't get hung out with my brother. So it was a good day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the best part about it, man, is that when you come down to, like, the visit and all that stuff like that, it don't matter what the occasion is. Just to spend time with the people that you love, that's the most important thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But,
oh, yeah.
And today's topic is lack of intelligence, superficial personality, and shallow understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So what are y'all thoughts?
I think we all had someone that either we know or work with that have all of that kind of, all of those traits. You know, I mean, so like for me, I know a guy that he lacked the intelligence, but I mean, his understanding of everything is totally different than the shallow understanding, if that makes sense. So he lacked the understanding of working, but he understand what to do when work, if that makes sense. So at the end of the day, when you think about someone who lacking the intelligence, man, look, it could be a broad range of things that people that they're dealing with. I mean, the IQ level might not be there. You know what I'm saying? They might not understand the basic intelligency of anything other than what they know, and that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, that's what I think, you know?
Okay. What about you, bro?
Yeah, I think it's, I agree with that. And then you also have a little bit of, like, being arrogant, or you can call it intellectual humility, if you must. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's like, it's one of those things where you can tell where, like, where they believe they always right and have all the answers, when clearly it's not the case, you know. And mm-hmm. you can tell, because then it tend to lead into you being closed-minded as well, because you feel like you know everything, and you're stuck on your pre-existing beliefs, mm-hmm. and you can't, anybody with any new ideas or concepts, it's going to be hard for them to adapt to it.
Yeah.
And anything that's going to challenge them and their beliefs is going to, they're going to clam up, you know, and give you pushback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a message.
Okay. Got a message. Yes, sir. All right. My teammate, Miss Cheesecake.
Well, hey, it's your girl, Miss Cheesecake, coming through, clapping, tapping, showing love, everybody in the chat. Make sure y'all follow and share. Lack of intelligence, superficial personality, and shallow understanding. Damn good topic. What's going on, G-Man, Ro, and my teammate, G? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room.
We appreciate it.
Cheesy.
There you go.
What?
Call me cheesy. There you go again. I mean, okay.
So do you think do you think that they like materialistic things more than they like anything else? You get what I'm saying?
I would say yes.
I'm talking about the superficial person.
Oh yeah. I can see that, because most, it's gonna be one of those where you're gonna look at everything gonna be on the outside. Either it's gonna be clothes, beauty, you know, your looks, which is still beauty, but you know, that's the thing that's gonna matter most. You know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
At least what I think it was. But then they won't have real depth, you know, of understanding it and knowledge about the things that they talk about, because that's the only thing that they focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that they could be easily persuaded? I mean, it could be like, due to them being superficial, they lack the opinion of their own opinion, if that makes sense. So do you think that someone can persuade them in doing anything?
No, because they're going to be stuck in their beliefs anyway. I think it's still going to roll back to that, because I would guess that you won't be well informed on anything. So we'll go back to that intellectual depth. You know, it's like it's going to be hard for you to like have emotional intelligence.
That's right.
So that empathy and sympathy for the other person, or whatever it is that you're trying to gain, or that you looking things up, trying to gain an understanding of what it is, it's going to be harder for you to grasp that.
Mm. That's true.
You know.
I mean, so I was reading up on that, the superficial personality, and mm-hmm. one of the thing that caught my attention, it was they lack the in a relationship, their relationship stays like a one side relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel as though that they always gotta be right on their relationship, so they do every single thing that they want to do, but they don't actually look at the other person, what the other person need. They never ever say what they mean, never ever, never ever say what they mean. So I mean that's just something, and they're very judgmental. So I mean I was reading up on that. I was like, man, this is a very good, you know, like if you go back and you read up on it, you'll be like, oh my goodness, you know what I mean? And that's the trait of trait of some people that we know. You know what I'm saying? If you really think about it, that's some trait right there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also with that judgmental, like you were saying, you know, it's crazy because it's one of the things to where also I was reading up as well, and it's like you'll see when someone, they don't understand their perspective, they tend to get distressed and they'll develop negative opinions about people without any authentic evidence.
That's right.
You know, and then they have that defense mechanism of their projection, you know, onto somebody else. Oh, we got another message?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Miss Cheesecake.
Oh, wait, shit, it's the choice of people you know? Shit, it's the choice of people I know. And it's crazy. The superficial personality. Y'all know I love my psychology shit. I'm gonna have to dig a little deeper into this here.
Hey, we appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, just like you were saying about the relationship, when you think about it, it's going to be surface level. I mean, the totality of, even when you looking at the personality, understanding, like intelligence, everything is going to be surface level.
That's right.
You know, you can't, it's hard for people like that to have a full understanding and to take something deeper. It's like you take a book, for instance. Instead of reading the book, reading the whole book to gain the understanding of what the book is about, you will tend to find yourself reading cliff notes.
Yeah.
Mm. Or you may go and try to find Wiki it or whatever, just somebody, it's still cliff notes, but then hit the bullet points on it, and then you want to talk, and then you want to talk about what you just looked up, what you just read. But in actuality, if anybody asks you multiple questions about what you read, then that person that's on that shallow, that's on that surface level, they can't give you any in-depth conversation. They can't really give you any meaning behind it because they can't understand the concepts of it, because it's hard for them to actually read this stuff and gain that understanding, you know?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I mean, you're 100% right.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, like, so I also read up on the shallow understanding and all that. So some people can be, like, they can have some childhood influence. They can have, like, some shallow like superficial value system, short-term gratification, resisting of personal growth, and short. This is the one right here, though. Limit self-reflection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that. You know, a lot of people, it's either their way or the highway. You know what I'm saying? And then they also lack empathy, and they don't show no interest at all. And they show their social interaction is like crazy. It's like different. So what do you guys think about that?
I say the childhood one is one that sticks out. I could see that. I could see how, you know, maybe the childhood that these people may have had wasn't the best. So then maybe what they tend to do is, like, how things may not be going well, you may want to pretend.
Yeah.
And make your, and then as a kid growing up, you put yourself in these make-believe places just to get through your childhood until your teen years, and it continues.
That's right.
And then what happened is as you meet other people, you tend to realize that, okay, well, these other people had a good childhood, or what you assume is a good childhood, because you really don't know, because you didn't grow up with people. You only know what somebody tell you, but nobody tells you everything. So you may assume things. So now you're going on, you're basing this off this assumption, but because your childhood was so bad in your eyes, you still living in a fantasy world. And then you may tend to continue that trait to where, as you get older, you start believing the make-believe.
That's right.
You know, it's like Peter Pan. You have this Peter Pan syndrome. You just haven't stepped fully into adulthood. It's easy to say that you are an adult because you pay bills, you work, you know, you're doing what you're doing. But that's what any normal person would do. But then outside of that, it's like, where's your psyche at? Where's your mentality? If you find yourself taking on the childhood or the teenage years of somebody else that you know, and that wasn't your life, but it's easy to say it was because other people don't know you, then you still living that. That's your childhood trauma coming out.
That's right.
You know, don't blame other people because of what you may not have gotten or what you had to do, because it doesn't make your life better than the next person, or your struggle worse than the next person.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that says that people need to start holding themselves accountable for their own action. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And accountability is the best thing about, like, I mean, like, we just can't, like, be on this, like, earth and this world and just not hold ourselves accountable to the things that we do, you know?
Yeah. But what about the people that play victim? They play victim. They get around this group of people and they play victim. But then they get around this other group of people and they're the ones who started the whole damn bullshit in the first place.
Yeah.
So how do you handle a situation like that? Because the first set of people don't really know you. They know of you. They don't know you. They don't know nothing about anything that you do at home, work with your family and everything else. But then this other group of people, they do know you. So it's like you play victim around the people that know you, that know, you know what I'm saying, this group of people. Mm-hmm. And then they get around this other group that don't know nothing about you. And then you talk the most, you make up a bunch of bullshit.
And that's shallow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. You,
but in that situation, what do you do?
That's right. And that's a shallow behavior. You know what I'm saying? Because they engage in gossiping. They engage in, you know, different kind of conversation that's not true. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a behavior that they got in them. Nobody can take that from them because they done built themselves up into believing in a lie and telling the lies and all that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, a person, they got to want to change from telling lies, because if they can't change from telling lies, that's what, I mean, like, if you think about it, that's all they know. You know what I mean? So that's a shallow behavior.
So I was going to ask you, is like, how would you expect these people to stop doing it if that's what they've been doing their whole life? It's like, it would be, I guess, in a sense of being a drug addict or a alcoholic or whatever your narcotic is. It doesn't have to be drugs and alcohol, but it could be shopping. It could be whatever it is. You know, your compulsive behavior. If that's all you know is to pretend things, how are they supposed to find their inner self to go, wait a minute, this is me? You know. Step away from that.
I really don't think
that you've been built around.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing. Like you said, you can try to tell them, but they're going to believe what they believe anyway. Because they, like you said, they put in their mind that they believe the lie that they're telling. Yeah. That's why it sounds, because when you can tell a lie, and sometimes there's a telltale when somebody's lying, you know what I'm saying? But when you've been doing this for so long and you have hyped it up to believe what you're saying and you make that shit sound so fucking believable, there's not, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, I'm going to use us for example. Okay, it's the three of us, and there's an individual that constantly, every day or every week or whatever, coming up with these outlandish fucking stories and shit. We could sink to his level, but then that makes us no better than him. But yeah. Then at that too, why do we have to constantly try to, you know what I'm saying, protect who we are?
Yeah.
And then then most time stuff like this happens, it turns physical.
Yeah.
But in the end, that doesn't really prove anything, because all he's gonna do is do it again. Now the lie is gonna turn again. Oh, they jumped me. Oh, they did this.
Well, I think it's because, as you know, as G-Man was saying, same thing as what you're saying. It's like there's no inner reflection. But then if you a surface level thinker, you don't tend to go deep into not only other people's psyche, but your own, which goes back to the empathy and the sympathy of the other people that's around you. Because if those people matter, their feelings matter, their thoughts matter. You know, it's not something that you just brush off to the side. You know, like, hey, well, hey, if you listen to me, this wouldn't happen to you. It's like, that's not how that works. You know, this isn't a ha-ha type moment. But because you surface level, you don't know how to go deep. You don't know how to sit back and reflect on all your movements. So that's why, as you were saying that shows that you are more than a surface level thinker like most people or people that do that. Because you only internalize the things that you say and do. You also think about what my actions will cause to these other people. So as you were saying about the lying, okay, my lie or my lies, did I continue to lie, continue to steal people's identities and pretend like that's how I was living when you wasn't living like this, and we know who the person was and they're not with us no more, and you are putting yourself in a dead person's body, and now you want to live their life in these stories because we want to rewrite history because people don't actually know that wasn't there, but we know. So now what you have is, to your point, there will never be it's going to be a constant cycle. Because they're never wrong. They're only right. And that's where that narcissistic trait coming out of. So it's like, at the same time, this is where not only of your lack of intelligence come into play, because you're not, it doesn't allow you to actually think. You know, it's like, if you actually do meditation, which is the same thing, just contemplating on everything, internalize what most people will do. Those surface level thinkers, they're not going to do that. So essentially, when you think about it, you know, to be honest, you know, if you're not sitting back and you're not observing that small mind that you have,
yeah,
to see how inadequate of a task is in front of you,
yeah,
you know, it's like what you will see is everything they do will be repetitive and useless, essentially. Yeah.
Because you're dealing with
a narcissistic person, and they're gonna be compulsive. But you know they are, but before they realize it, it's too late, and now they are trapped, and they're gonna be unfree in what they're doing. You know, if that makes
before
sense.
Before I press the message, I got a question. I'm gonna ask you this question, and y'all can answer it after. What do you do as far as the people who know the ones that's around him or that particular her or whoever that particular person is that's around them, you know what I'm saying? And they know that this person has this stuff going on, but they allow the bullshit.
Yeah.
They coddle that person. So what do you do in that situation?
I'm just gonna speak on. Oh, go ahead, play that message.
Oh yeah, that's absolute facts right there. One thing that I say all the time is that I can't trust a person that actively lies to themselves. Mm. And people don't even realize that they're doing it because they've been doing it their entire life and they've never been held accountable or held themselves accountable for it.
That's true. They don't do any self-reflection at all. No self-reflection at all. I mean, anything that come out of their mouth is a lie, and they feel comfortable with telling it. They feel comfortable with just spreading lies. You know what I'm saying? And for me, honestly, and I can honestly tell y'all this, I get mad when people lie, and I try with all my heart not to listen to it, because at the end of the day, for me personally, I can't, because I'll get upset, and I mean I got a family. I can't let myself stoop down to people low intelligence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't do it.
Yeah, and you can, and so it's back, like, even, oh, I'm sorry, you said what now?
No, I mean, I was just going to answer, you know, Gerard's question. I just think that the people that are around the situation, they are guilty too, because they know what's right. And they sit there and they continue to let that person ride a lie, you know what I mean? And have that shallow, you know, behavior, you know what I'm saying? So they part of the situation too, you know?
Yeah.
Don't come talking to me now. You don't sit there and let somebody don't talk crap about me. And you won't come and say hi. Man, carry your behind on.
So do you think that the people that they purposely surround themselves with people that's going to be passive?
Yeah.
So now they don't have anybody to challenge, you know, their beliefs. Exactly. And want you to, so to speak, fall in line.
So think about it now. When you got people that you hang around that tell lies, guess what? The other people tell lies too. I mean, so if you think about it too now, I mean, like, I know some people that I done been, like, around, and I done heard them say that lie, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And then the other person tell it, I'm like, oh, shoot. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they all done embedded in that lie. They done laid down. They done covered themselves. They done closed themselves. You know what I mean? In that lie, you know?
Yeah. You see that?
Once you and start telling a lie, man, it just start becoming like anything that flows out of your mouth, man. Some people need to start standing on the truth and standing on business. That's all. Not lying. It's not even worth it at the end of the day. It's not.
Yeah, then I think, then you also gotta look at it. It's like, it's just crazy how you can just sit there and fall in line with it, you know, even if you know, to your point, let's say hypothetically speaking that there isn't, you know, a liar there. But to your point, they're just sitting there and listening and taking it in, following it up, so to speak. And that side of it is like it's crazy just to see how you can allow yourself to just sit there in the gossip. Or is it because the other person love the gossip, but they're not going to gossip themselves. They'll take it in, but then they're not going to say nothing. That makes sense.
Well, I feel like the ones that go along with it, that's where the lack of intelligence falls in. Because if you know that the person is not telling the truth, and you sit there and you don't call them out about it, to me, like I said, it's lack of intelligence. Yeah. Because no matter what, when you think it's a harmless lie, that shit can turn real quick. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're attaching people's names to certain things and stuff like that.
True. I understand that. Now, this other thing I had read along with it, not to shift gears so quickly, but, you know, you also like lacking creativity.
That is true.
You know, and it's like what you'll see is what they'll do is because their intelligence is so low, it's hard for them to actually come up with an original idea. You know, I think sometimes when you see creativity, people don't understand that it's more to it than what they actually think it is. So when you sitting there, as an example, okay, let's say, all right, let's say Miss Cheesecake is like, you know what, I wanna think of a topic I want to do this week, and let's say it's a book she's reading, and she's thoroughly enjoying. She's halfway through the book, and she said, "Yo, I'm gonna do these three chapters right here." Yeah, and she do her show on those three chapters of that book, right? To me, that's your creativity of how you formulate your show around those three chapters. You know, she got an act one, act two, and act three in her show, you know, hitting the chapters and then getting her listeners to leave messages to flow in with the conversation. Now, when you see that creativity is lacked at is when you just hop on social media and you see, ooh, this is something. Let me go ahead and throw this out there, you know. But then you say, well, you know, I create my own thing and people should create this too. And it's like, well, technically you didn't create that, you know. And I say that not because everybody will find articles and stuff that you're going to talk about. It's what it is. But when you actually go in like how y'all do on Three Voices, the three of y'all will literally pull up articles, watch videos. You know, you're doing extensive research on it because it's going to be different views and takes on the particular subject matter that you're targeting, right?
Yeah.
That's going in depth with it. You are submersing yourself in the content to figure out and take the different sides. So when y'all have these conversations, y'all can spring 20, 35 questions. You may not get to all of them in your show, but you got them to where y'all can cue it up. No matter how that conversation may shift, it may be a question that Queen may not have, but just in the midst of you and Cheesecake discussing it, a question may pop up because she's already watched and read and all this stuff. Oh, you know what? I didn't even jot this question down. I didn't think about this. Boom, she hit this question out to y'all. Because y'all know the subject matter, y'all can just spring it off, boom, boom, and go straight into it. That's creativity. Yeah. You know, you just pulling something and having a surface conversation about it and saying, I think, I feel, I know. Okay, but what you got after that? And what you'll find is the conversation dies. It dies because there is nothing left. Because you haven't done nothing. You haven't researched. You haven't looked up nothing. Not because of lazy. It's because your intelligence level isn't there enough for you to take in all these different concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shallowness that's within you won't allow you to take in the fact that there are other information, other knowledge-based things that may go against your ideology. And so, ooh, no, I can't do that. So you push it away instead of being open and accepting, who knows, maybe this is something that may be better not only for your listeners, but for you. So now your lack of creativity, you have undercut your whole audience base because of that. But that's just my opinion, though. Y'all,
I agree. No, I agree. I mean, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Or you can go the route of you, like you said, you do the surface level, but you don't dig deep. And then mm-hmm. you throw out numbers, percentages. But then what's the breakdown of those percentages that you're talking about? And then when you get someone to tell you that has vast knowledge of that particular thing, subject or whatever, and they tell you, well, you got to dig deeper into the numbers. But you know what I'm saying, 10 toes down, this is what it is, this is what I found, this is it. And then when you ask, well, where did you find it from? You can't tell me where you found it from. You know what I'm saying? And then you find out eventually, okay, you got those numbers from a reel or something on social media. But you can go deeper with those numbers. There's a breakdown to certain things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm just going to use this for an example. Not talking about anyone. Just an example. Okay. There was a thing that was talked about at some point that boys that come from the single parent home are highly emotional. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Where do these people stay? Where are these single moms at? Now you can only give me that this is the percentage. Because that's what the person said on the reel. He gave you the surface level numbers. Why don't you dig a little deeper? And you might see that most of the time, or some of the time, they come from the home of, you know what I'm saying, maybe the projects or something like that. Because they see the interaction of their mom getting into it with the chick that's sleeping with her boyfriend or some shit. I'm just using that for an example. But then you have the single mother that stays in the 5-4-5 bedroom home or whatever, and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when you try to tell that person that it's a person by person thing. Because I mean, I can tell you, my wife, she was a single mom, two sons, one daughter, not highly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Not highly emotional. But what was said was, you know what I'm saying? Single moms with sons. The sons are highly emotional. Not highly emotional at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, I'm not saying that those numbers are not like that. That's not what it is, but you got to dig deeper into the numbers. Where are these people located? Where do they, you know what I'm saying? Where do they stay? What is the income of those particular people?
Mm.
what's the income range?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm not saying that it is true. All I'm saying is dig deeper into the numbers versus, you know what I'm saying? This is what it is. Have you ever, my thing is, the issue that I have is, if you've never lived that life, then how do you know? Have you ever dealt with a single mom? Mm-hmm. If you never dealt with a single mom, how you gonna know? How can you say they need to change certain things if you don't go through it? You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, like they need to change child support laws. Probably. I venture to say so. It's state by state. But are you paying child support? Are you a person that's, I don't want to hear about the person that stayed two houses down from you. Because you don't know their full situation.
That's right.
All you going by is this man coming, this particular person coming to you and telling you, oh man, I can't, man, that damn child support killing me. Da da da, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you're not the particular person that's doing it. Or they need to change the marriage laws. You're not married.
Yeah.
I've done it three times. Three times I've done it. But when another person that's been through it tries to explain, that's where the lack of intelligence of the other person not wanting to listen.
So question.
That's right, where the superficial personality, that's where that falls into effect. Because
that's right.
You only believe what you want to believe.
That's right.
And that is it, hands down. It nothing else. I am right and you are wrong. No. You have an opinion. It doesn't make you right. You have an opinion. I can't shit on your opinion. All I'm saying is always dig deeper into the numbers. If you dig deeper, you're gonna find shit is gonna be, you know what I'm saying? It's not always black and white.
That's right.
I mean, but wouldn't that come into the effect of, to your point, if you do that, you know, we can sit here and read through all this stuff, you know, like you said, state by state, read through all this. I mean, you may have some of these states with some of these laws, it may be a town thing. It may be a city, like, for instance, like in what I'm doing right now with my job. When I'm signing up these companies, there are certain paperwork I need. I can be in, let's say I'm in the state of Louisiana. Depending on the area of Louisiana I'm in, one area may need these two forms filled out. Another one, I may need these three forms filled out. This one, I only may need one. You know, I may just need a photo and then you fill out these two. It's like, even within that, it's like you have to dig deep and do the work. But then that's where, you know, when it's like when people say that they hard work and other people don't know what hard work is. And it's like, well, actually, it's easy to say you do hard work when the work that you do can be done by someone else. Now, that's not to demean what people do, but it's like when you look at the intelligence level and the understanding, the critical thinking, everything that comes into play, if I can step in to any one of y'all roles easy, it don't matter if it take me 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, I can learn it, right? But if one of y'all can't come into what I do and you can't grasp the concepts of it, it's not saying that I'm smarter than you. It's saying that my thinking is open to take in the information that's being presented to me in these other three areas by the people that's doing it. I'm not smarter than you. My intelligence isn't higher than yours. It's just that I can take in this information. I want this information. I thrive on being better. Not just for what I do, but for not just for what I do and bring to a company, but I want this company better. I want the person I'm working beside better as they, because if you are already 3 notches above me, and if I can get 2 more notches, baby, I want you 2 more notches up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you win. I don't look at G-Man and go, dang, man, I can't believe you got that. And I gotta suppress hatred and stuff like that, because that's something that's built within from an internal hate within yourself. Because you don't have, you lack. And in a case like that, it's going to be that intelligence that you lack. So it's easy to just go, no, you need to believe what I believe, because if somebody can't match what you bring to the table, it makes it easier for them just to push it to the side than to actually yep. grind and figure it out. So who really has the hard work ethic? Who really is hardworking?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can build something. I'm sorry.
We got a message.
Let's get it.
For my teammate.
So, grand evening, fellas. Ro, G-Man, Shay. That is called willful ignorance, when somebody just wants to believe what they want to believe, not seeking out any actual type of factual information. You're just willfully ignorant. You don't care. This is what you're comfortable with. And I agree. I don't like to hear about stuff that needs to be done, or you trying to tell me something by proxy, you know? It's not something that you yourself went through, or even like looked up, even if it's something that you didn't go through. Give me the stats. Where's the Carfax?
Exactly. I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's like it's just mm-hmm. it's baffling to the mind how you have so much access to the wealth of information now. It's so easy. I mean, it's at the click of your fingertips, you have this information. Yep. You
Google.
Know. I mean, let's be honest. How many young people know about the Dewey Decimal System? You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. It's like, it's crazy just how people can define hard working as you picking up a hammer and some nails and building something. That's hard work you don't know about. All right, yeah. Cool. I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. Since accounting is my shit and I don't even do it because I just don't like doing it, because, you know, my mind is there enough for me to maneuver within the industry and do what I want to do. Let me slide you some spreadsheets. Let me see what you do with some chain accounting. Come back and holler at me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't have to give you anything. I can just slide you the book. I guarantee you,
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to make it through the first chapter. So, I mean, it's like, you shouldn't be knocking somebody because you assume that you are better than. But then the issue that you have was, go back to what you said in the beginning, with being superficial, you glorifying the things that you have. And you can tell when somebody who never had something and then they get something. Because that person that they always been was there.
Yeah.
Like you always say. But now they mm-hmm. have a little bit of wealth to make them feel like they can puff their chest out.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, remember, the wealth that you may have attained, you don't take it with you.
That's right.
You don't take that with you. You can pass that down, and your offspring could blow that in a matter of time. But if you ain't passing no knowledge down, that's something that builds empires with.
Yep. Just in my opinion. I agree 100%.
We got a message.
I'm going to go out on a limb with my theory. I have a theory that it's because information is so easily accessible that, you know, the world is dumber. Really and truly. Because think about it. You mentioned the Dewey Decimal System. You had to go actually seek out the information, like almost do, you had to do a little work. You couldn't just necessarily get it from your home, right? You had to go some places, you know, take a trip to the library, learn how to use a system so you can find exactly the information that you're looking for. Now you can just type in some shit. And one of y'all said, Google, you can't even trust Google. You got to go through a few sources because you hit the first one. Anybody can find anything that agrees with their, hold on. What's that?
I'm going to play the next one.
Okay. So like I said, the thing about Google is anybody can find anything to support their fucking crackpot theories or whatever it is, right? Because anybody can put anything up on Google. Google Scholar is, you know, a little bit better to use, right? But, you know, back in the dizzy. Oh, God, I never thought I'd live to see the moment where I have to say back in the day. But anyway, you actually had to, for real, seek out the information, which made it more valuable.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's 100 deal. That's
100. I agree with that.
I mean, so you guys think that the person, people that lack of intelligence, they got low IQ? What y'all think about that? I mean, so like their critical thinking is not good. Their decision making is not good. Their problem solving is not good. So do they have low intelligency? I mean,
I think so.
So that's why they lie a lot.
I think it's coming up.
They lie a lot because the truth ain't in them. Mm. I'm the truth ain't, because if you've been doing it for this amount of time and you can do it so
effortlessly,
so easily,
fluently,
like it's just first thing come out your mouth is a lie.
Yeah,
and you make it sound so believable. And it has, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who it is. It can be anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that's a lack of intelligence.
Yeah, I was told a long time ago that people that got lack of intelligence, they create their own ideas in their head and they just go off of it. So they already got it in their mind where they're going to spit something out. So when they spit it out and all that stuff like that, they believe in their mind that it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're about to talk about it, guess what? They know for a fact what they're about to talk about is the truth in their mind.
Yeah.
All right. You got to miss it.
I don't even think it's low intelligence all the time. I think it's just laziness. I think that the brain has to be worked out and challenged just like anything else. If you want your body to be, you know, at full physical peak, you got to work that motherfucker out. Your heart, you want your heart to be good, you have to work that motherfucker out. Your brain, you want it to be sharp, you have to work that motherfucker out. We live in an age where we accept technology thinking for us. So it's not even any longer that we are using technology as a tool. Like, no, we are fully letting it think for us. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah. How is the brain getting any type of actual workout? Well, we're not even like, come on. It started with fucking calculators.
I mean, but, but that's true though. And that go with to what you were saying about that repetitiveness of rehearsing the lie. You know, it's like mm-hmm. the same thing with what you do. You know, when all of us get up and all of us going to work, we know what we're going. We already know. You know, you done got into your routine. You know what it is.
Yeah.
But that, I feel like when you do hit, I don't know if it's the lack of intelligence, laziness, the being superficial, shallow, however. But let's say you have a way you go to work every day. You know, mm-hmm. boom, 45 minutes when you get to work. Don't matter. I'm going this way.
Yeah.
Now, monkey wrench, they working on the road. You see they working on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see where some people will literally just go ahead and sit right there in traffic. Just sit there. They know what's coming. But it'd be, you know what? I know I can still get to work in 45 minutes. Hour and a half later, you hit the parking lot. Man, you know, they was working on the road and stuff, got here late. Oh, you could have got off like two exits back and you could have got here in like 39 minutes probably. Nah, man. Mm-hmm. Nah. I know I can make it tomorrow. Same thing. Because you feel like you're going to, you feel like to what you're saying is your way is the way, the best way. It's the only way. You can't open your mind to take nothing else. And you get in and then you late for work again and then Here come Jerry telling you like, yo, you ain't good. You get off on the two exits back there. Well, shoot, I tell you what, all you gotta do is take the next exit up. You don't have to go two back. Go one, and then hook that left. Two lights down, make that right. Boom, it's gonna put you right in front of the construction work.
That's right.
Next day, boom, they still an hour and a half late.
That's right.
Why? Because that's all they know. Because that's all they is their way is the right way. No matter how many times somebody can tell them a way that's going to get them there back within that 45 minutes or less, that's their route. Mm-hmm. Because it's that's easy right. for them. Because learning anything new, now I got to learn this road. I got to learn what time that this school zone right here. So now I got to learn what time the traffic going to come through here. Okay, if I go this way, I got to figure out that Dunkin' Donuts is on the corner right here. All right, I know that Dunkin' Donuts traffic start hitting around fucking 5:45. All right, that's so right. Boom, I got to make sure I avoid that. Maybe I need to get up maybe 5-10 minutes early, leave my house. Okay, I can't hit QT here, but I can get past this other crap, and I can hit QT by the job. That's too much thinking. And I think
that's where laziness.
I think that's a stupid way to put it. Until you,
I mean, that's laziness, though.
It is lazy, but then
y'all know that late falling line. You know that laziness is a part of the lack of intelligence, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 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 But we're gonna have to close this one out. We about to move on to our other platform. Riverside FM. And do our live podcast. We'll be back next week. We'll be doing a show with Three Voices, One Mic, their season premiere, the start of season two.
Oh yeah.
And y'all got anything before we close out?
I think it was a great conversation. Good start of conversation. Appreciate everybody that came to listen.
Hey, I agree 1,000. I mean, nice topic. Nice conversation.
All right. Well, like I said, we'll be back next Saturday night, 9 p.m. with Three Voices, One Mic. And that's it, y'all. Let's go ahead. We got to move on to the other platform.
Yes, sir.
All right, sound good. Right. I'll see y'all in these stereo streets, as always, while I'm at work. I love all y'all content, too.
There you go, being a whore. All right, I'm out.